Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Acts chapter 17 today, verses 26 through 28. Acts 17, verses 26 through 28. Paul's in the middle of his sermon here to the Areopagus on Mars Hill, and he says in verse 26, "And he, God, made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined allotted periods and the boundaries of their dwelling place." Let me read to you some more. "That they should seek God, and perhaps feel their way toward him and find him, yet he is actually not far from each one of us, for in him we live and move and have our being, as even some of your own poets have said, for we indeed are his offspring." I'm going to read to you this section again. We're going to get our challenge from it. Listen closely to what Paul's saying about God. God made from one man, Adam, every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined the allotted periods and the boundaries of their dwelling place, that they should seek God and perhaps feel their way toward him and find him. Yet he is actually not far from each one of us, for in him we live and move and have our being, as even some of your own poets, Paul says to the Areopagus, have said, for we indeed are his offspring. Folks, listen closely. God has determined and set when and where you would be born, and how long your life on this earth will be. I'm going to say that to you again. God has already determined when you'd be born and where you'd be born and how long your life on this earth would be. Listen to what he says. He has determined the allotted periods and the boundaries of their dwelling place. He's made from one man every nation. Now, for years, let me just say, I used to feel guilty as I would go on mission trips to other parts of the globe and see how much more prosperous we are here in America. I used to feel guilty for living in the United States till I came to this passage, and I realized God's the one that made me an American. God's the one that had me born here. I'm not going to feel guilty for the fact that I was born here and God chose me to be born here. Oh, the Bible also says he's determined not only where I'd live, and he's the one that's guided me all over the country as he's moved us from New Hampshire to down to Florida, and then to New Orleans, and then to Chicago, and now back to Florida. He's the one that determines where I've lived all my life, and he will continue if he moves me again sometime. He controls where I live. He controls that. But the Bible also says he determined when I'd be born in history and how long of that is. You know, the Bible says that none of us by worrying can add a single hour to our lifespan. Let me just say for some of you out there that are worried about the COVID and fearful, the day of your birth and the day of your death are already set. COVID didn't change anything. Just serve God. Walk with God. Be careful and let the Spirit of God show you when to shake a hand or when to hug, but don't live in fear. He didn't give us the spirit of fear. He's determined the places we live and the allotted periods of our time. That's why in Acts 13:36, the scripture says, when David had served God's purpose in his generation, that's when he died. So he controls all of that, but he does this for a reason. The second half of our passage says he did this so that they should seek God and perhaps feel their way toward him and find him. You see, God determined when we'd be born and where we'd be born, and he put us all over the globe, and he did it for this reason, that we would go look for him. Now, that's interesting because Romans chapter 3, verses 10 and 11 says, as it is written, none is righteous, no, not one. No one understands, and no one seeks for God. Well, how does anybody seek for God when no one seeks for God? And Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says this. It says, and without faith, it's impossible to please God, for whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. Now, if God's rewarding those who seek him, but no one seeks him, how will anybody ever seek him? Well, John chapter 6, verses 44 and 45 tells us this. John 6, 44, Jesus says, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day. As it is written in the prophets, and they will all be taught by God. Now, everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. God's the one who begins the process of drawing us. He not only determines when we'd be born and where we'd be born on the globe, he also is the one who draws us. He's the one that puts people in our path. He puts radio programs like this on the air so that people would hear the message. He sends people as missionaries to other parts of the globe. He has us born in families that are going to be telling us about Jesus. He has us run into neighbors who are going to share with us or coworkers. He is the one who begins to open our eyes, and he draws us. And then as he draws us, if we're careful and we pay attention and we listen and respond to his spirit, we'll then come to faith. God determined when you'd be born and where, and he's determined how long your life is, but he's put you where he has that you would come to know him. Have you been responding to why you're on this globe? I hope you have. I hope you listen and you come to Jesus. He's not far. He's right there. He's near you. He's calling to you for salvation through faith alone in Jesus Christ. Look forward to sharing some more with you from tomorrow. Hope to see you then.